This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. That's right, it is Free Talk Live. And you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. We're kicking off the second hour of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
And Jay.
It's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Any day of the year, you can call in. We've been talking about this, the five highest paying jobs, five high paying jobs that are lucrative that you don't need a degree for. But it's basically been Trucker Talk Live for the first hour here, Free Talk Live. One of the things that was said was that you can more or less get the education of a university through their online, in many cases, online programs that you can watch YouTube videos and these sorts of things and get the education. And I think Andrew's got a comment on that. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys? So the big thing is with a college education is that you're directly working with people who are holding you accountable, and you're working with companions and coworkers, basically, that are helping you become the best student and learner you can be. And it's not just about information.
Do you mean like a bachelor's degree, or are you talking about, beyond a bachelor's?
I'm talking about before, when we're in high school. We should be working with other students, you gain social skills and the ability to think critically that you wouldn't get if you were just reading a book at home.
I don't know what it was like for you in high school, but in my high school, we were rarely, maybe a handful of times, assigned one of these sort of group projects. And usually what it taught me was that I could talk the ugly smart girl into doing my work for me.
It's not even about the group projects alone, but just being in a classroom with other students, engage in the student conversation. The teachers go to school themselves for a long time.
Yeah.
Teaching as a skill has improved a lot over the past 20, 30 years. You couldn't handle it now. Yeah. And the high schools are better now. The colleges would be better if we took better care of our TAs. And the assistant teachers.
How can we complain about the people that these institutions are kicking out so much more? I mean, are they better human beings than I was at whatever age, whatever given age we're talking about? Because I mean, I don't know. Best I can tell is kids are lazy.
I feel like this generation is amazing. People get on this generation's case. This generation, if you look at the statistics, is working their butt off.
I've started work at 12. I haven't found one person doing that. Oh, are you talking about doing schoolwork as work?
Or going to baseball practice as work?
I'm talking about this generation when they enter the workforce. This generation is expected to spend more time on their phone, emailing the boss, and doing everything else. Also working the gig economy. The gig economy is very tiring.
Yeah.
You have to jump through a million hoops to even get a gig. And then when you get one, you have to work your butt off for it. So if you just break it down into hours spent working or looking for work, this generation, for what we get, benefits-wise, is very low. If you look at the cost of labor
is going down. I would agree with you on that. The labor itself is it's harder and harder to get compensated for it. You've got to look in specialized areas. That's one of the reasons we're doing this particular bit here. Certainly, you don't get out of high school and suddenly the jobs just fall at your feet. I would not claim that.
And you don't just watch YouTube videos and suddenly think that you're a political scientist, because if that was true, you'd probably end up watching a whole bunch of Prager University stuff and end up very, very stupid.
Well, I mean, so don't watch YouTube videos through their algorithm, but you can. There's lots of great education out there. The colleges themselves offer these morgues, right? These massive online learning, whatever the hell they're called.
I took college classes, and I can tell you that if it wasn't for some of the professors who really pushed me, and I thought I was like, oh, I read these things before. I read Benjamin Franklin before I came to this class, so I already know what he's going to say. I'm like, no, this teacher, this professor, she showed me I didn't really know how to read him properly. and it's just like a different way.
You're not selling me with Benjamin Franklin. I mean, frankly, you can go read Benjamin Franklin for free on your own time. The idea of paying somebody to tell you about it.
The thing is, you can read it, and I did read it.
Yeah.
But until I took that class, I didn't realize that I wasn't reading it.
How does that make me better at earning?
I'm talking about just one example of how college in the classroom changed my view on reading just for fun.
So you don't think college is a ripoff?
No, there would be a difference. Okay, take that back. College is a ripoff in the sense that we're charging way too much, and it shouldn't be based on if I can get $100,000. Look at Britain, look at France, look at other countries that do better jobs of making where the lowest income people can get into the best colleges. That's what we need to do. Make college affordable, not just pretend it's not important anymore.
I'm not sure that – well, okay, so again, you can't change the world, right? None of my listeners here who are listening to me are going to be able to change the socioeconomic system in the United States. You can yak all you want about how college should be free.
We can.
Okay, let me give you a rebuttal then, Andrew.
That's what people power is about.
Andrew, go to Europe if you want free college. Why in the world would you stay here?
How about I make my home country better?
But how about, why would you do that? I picked up my life.
Why would I make my country better?
No.
Why would I make America better?
I have a serious question here. This is a serious question that I cannot get answered by one of these people who wants to turn college into 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th grade. I seriously don't understand. Oh, and free medical, because that goes along with it. I know you're down
with
that.
I'd love to answer this question.
I know. Here's my question. My question is, I picked up my life 12 years ago to move for the Free State Project because I believe that the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. I, like thousands of other people, moved from Florida, well, in my case it was Florida, but from other places around the world to New Hampshire to work for that one particular goal. If I found a place that was more libertarian than the place that I live, significantly, and I thought that that was the place where we were going to see some benefits, I would pick up and move there. So when I hear somebody say, they do it better in Denmark, I'm like, go to effing Denmark. Like, I'm not saying I want to get rid of you, because I've been told to move to Somalia so many times that I could strangle somebody over it. What I'm saying is why would you live your life in Albuquerque? When you could go, when paradise is just around the corner.
Well, moving from the United States to Europe is not the easiest task. Number one. Number two, not everyone can drop everything and lose their social network. Not everyone has that money. The poorest people are actually it's the hardest for lots of them to move. Also,
I was not wealthy.
It cost me $1,000 to move. You as an individual, I'm talking about groups and their ability to move statistically. Also, just because
statistics and groups doesn't really matter to me, though.
And make it a libertarian paradise, but that doesn't mean that the wealth that New Hampshire has should ignore the poverty that maybe Alabama has. And we can't just empty out Alabama.
Well, why Alabama?
Because they have poor people.
Why not Botswana?
Alabama. We're talking, we'll talk about the whole world. I'll say that New Hampshire, including and the rest of the United States, benefits from a global economic system that oppresses the poor people there.
Yeah.
So, I will say
so why not,
that those
why
people,
not take,
everyone
the poor
move,
people in this country are rich compared to poor people in other countries. So why not just tax all the Americans
the
and send the money?
Relative deprivation. That's a fallacy. That's a fallacy of relative deprivation. You might as well say, well, I'm only hitting you. If you're domestically abusing your wife, I'm not, like, putting you in the hospital. Ooh, you have it so much better. No, poor people here are suffering. We have counties in North Dakota that have lower life expectancies than Sudan.
Okay? I am doing...
And that's because of racial and economic oppression.
It has to do with genetics, too. I mean, right? Like, there's all kinds of issues that come into play. American Indians have...
Native American reservations don't have low life expectancies because of their genetics, but probably because of socioeconomic historical reasons.
They tend to be attracted to alcohol and sugars more than most people are, and therefore they have problems with diabetes and alcoholism. So, they do have a genetic issue.
So the reason why African Americans eat soul food is just because they just love getting diabetes. but not because of the tradition from slavery.
Soul food isn't going to give you diabetes.
Because I know about African American dietary issues more than I know about Native American dietary issues, but I do know that Native Americans had alcohol and intergenerational oppression and trauma that white groups have not had to suffer from. So when we start pointing fingers and saying that's why they're alcoholics, because
so how much do I owe them?
That's
Hold
disgusting.
On, Andrew. Before you
that's
go on,
disgusting.
How much do I owe them? That's what I want to know. How much do I owe them?
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting weissparis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's weissparis.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. My name is Mark.
Angie here.
NJ.
If you've been watching Bitcoin's price today, it's been skyrocketing. What Bitcoin is a Bitcoin is a practical system for you to control your own wealth in the world. Right? Like, it's not turned over to banks. It's not turned over to governments. No one can prevent you from sending money to somebody. Nobody can force you to send money to somebody without, like, banging you on the knee with a wrench or something.
If I could add to that, Bitcoin is the first peer-to-peer currency that actually works in the modern day. For years, I have been trying to barter and trade and buy and sell them, like silver, for example, which is really hard to do. But Bitcoin is just so easy because it's like digital precious metals as far as I'm concerned.
They called it digital gold for some time. Go to Bitcoin.com. They're your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. They can show you how to get a wallet, how to buy Bitcoin, where to spend Bitcoin, places like SaveItPurse.com, the latest Bitcoin news, engage with the community. You can even get some free Bitcoin. All of it at Bitcoin.com. They make it easy for you. Bitcoin.com. Let's go back to Andrew in Albuquerque. So Andrew called in to rebut the notion that you could learn online. I guess the basic premise is that that Prager University made videos and you don't like them. And then I asked kind of how, like, why not just take control of your life and solve your problems in a practical fashion? And I think your answer was some people are poor.
The idea is that groups of people are facing oppression and that they can't just pick up and move. And if they do, they can face oppression where they go. So if you look at African Americans after Reconstruction failed, they went to the North, and then due to the redlining and bigotry and discrimination, ended up being thrown in the ghettos. So then what should they do? Should they move someplace else, get beat up someplace else? You know, it's just like, where do the poor go to not be taken advantage of?
And I would agree with you that African Americans had decades of real problems about figuring out where to live in the United States. I think that individually, an African American or black person, can solve their problems, and that would be through education, hard work, and a good attitude. Right? Those things are going to go a long, long way.
But education costs too much money, I thought. So now we're back at square one.
Well, go work as a plumber.
Groups of people poor.
Fine, go work as a plumber. Go work as a carpenter.
I would like to point out what is
there's
the number
one. There's
only
so many plumbers that not everyone can be a plumber, though.
Go to the plumbing businesses. Obviously, the trades is really the answer here, right? Like, you know what I'm saying.
Trade schools are amazing, and you can't just learn trade schools on YouTube either. That's the point. You need to go someplace.
You can definitely learn
trades. You can definitely learn the trades on YouTube.
Watching videos, kids learn how to blacksmith. They get the ideas, and then they go right into it, and they can apply it practically. I do it with them often.
Well, I know amazing plumbers and amazing tradespeople, and they would, like, die if they had to deal with people that learned on TV.
You don't walk in the first day.
There's a lot to do with experience.
Right. You don't walk in the first day at the plumbing job and demand the plumber's wage, right? Like, I started at 12 years old earning minimum wage, actually lower than that at 12 years old. And, you know, that's you have few skills. You earn less money. You start working hard and keeping a good attitude. I think that hard work and a good attitude is a big solution to a lot of problems. But if you complain, definitely the government will send money your way.
And you had mentioned that these the African Americans getting pushed into the ghetto and being oppressed. The biggest oppression I think was going on with poor people is the fact that poor people are being tremendously subsidized by the government. And when the government subsidize anything, you create more of it. So we have generations of people who have lived on government subsidies.
That's not necessarily true. The idea that just because you give people money to help them live their lives and not be hungry is going to just, like, demotivate them.
Yes,
not,
it does.
It's been proven
absolutely
untrue by social research.
Well,
it may be true in your head, but if you research it, it's not true.
What's going on in the south side of Chicago?
Is a donut hole. You can have a donut hole to where if I make too much money, I lose a benefit, and so I don't try to make more money. That's true. But if you do it gradually and you give people autonomy and you give them enough money to where they can go to school, you know, and be an apprentice so they don't have to have a hungry kid at
anybody
home while they're
can go to school
at low wage.
Anybody
not
can go
if I need a job. If I need the work right
okay,
now,
go
it's
work in the
hard
plumber's office. You don't need to be like this is your
how
this
can
is
I work in a plumber's office
up
if I can't afford daycare? And how can I afford daycare if I don't work? And you see, then you get in these cycles of poverty that people are in.
Good decision. Good results come from good decisions. Good decisions come from experience, and experience comes from bad decisions. There's no doubt that if you make bad decisions in your youth, it will affect your earning potential later.
Unless you're rich, because then you're fine, and you get a slap on the wrist.
I grew up in a house
where someone bails you out.
I grew up in a house with no washer and dryer.
Stop making it about you and make it about groups of people and statistics instead of making it a macro problem and making it a micro issue. You're applying microeconomics and micro issues to macro problems and macroeconomics.
And I'm giving everybody really good advice. And that advice is work hard and have a good attitude.
Which is great in the end, but then if you look at how it works on the macro level, it's not true. And meritocracy is a lie. And it's always been a lie.
I didn't say anything about meritocracy.
But that's you're saying work your butt off and you're going to be okay. Well, guess what? Lots of people work their butt off and they end up dying.
Convincing me, Andrew. I spent 8.5 years in prison for a crime I didn't commit. I got out with nothing to my name. I am
Why are you the exemplar? You're not just because you could be the Jesus of making it from like nothing, swag the riches. I don't care.
All right.
I'm talking about groups of people and how human beings behave.
Should I give you one red cent for free without you working
because
for
Because you live in a society that's going to be better because it's helping people. Not a society that's worse, that has people dying.
If I don't want to pay, Andrew, what happens to me?
If you don't want to live in this society, I guess you can move, right? Right?
Well, yes,
that's what you told me.
That's a real problem.
You should leave the country because I don't want to live in a country that has poverty in it. I want to get rid of poverty, and I'm going to do everything I can to get rid of poverty.
If you don't like us getting rid of poverty...
Then maybe you could move to a place that embraces poor people.
You don't have poverty.
Existing.
There is no poverty in America. Poor people are holding cell phones in their hands.
Poor people are fat.
People,
they eat plenty.
You have people in Pine Ridge Reservation. They don't have running water in lots of the houses.
Yep.
Okay? They don't have electricity in lots of the houses. And then you're going to say it's because their genes make it where they are in poverty.
No, I didn't say that it was because
their
genes. You were listing off a few things, and I added something to the list.
High poverty rate.
Get out of the reservation is my solution. The same solution I had for you when you started complaining that America...
They were genocided into the reservation. And then you're going to have the same...
I never killed an Indian.
And all their family...
Andrew, I've never killed an Indian. I've never enslaved a black person. Why do I owe them
anything? Oh, my goodness. But you're a United States citizen. And this country's rich off the blood and the sweat and the tears of black and brown and red people.
And white people.
That's the fact. We're all benefiting from it.
I believe every one of them has every opportunity to move forward. They should have every opportunity.
We're going to move forward by getting rid of poverty. And we're going to do it by having programs that
government isn't
going to
get rid of poverty, but government creates more.
How do you get rid of poverty? That's what I want
to know. Thank you for the call. Please call in again with another issue. I think you've been great. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Unlikely I'm ever going to agree with Andrew, but it is Free Talk Live. And the number is 855-450-3733.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is looking for ways to limit the economic impact of President Trump shutting down the U.S.-Mexico border. That's at least according to Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council. Kudlow says at this point in time, all options are open.
One area we've explored is to try to keep the freight lanes open, mm-hmm. the truck lanes. If you ask me the mechanics of it, I'm not the guy. Mm-hmm. That is possible, and you know that would help the supply chain issues.
The chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee sent a letter to the IRS asking for President Trump's tax returns from 2013 to 2018. The president reacts to the letter.
But until such time as I'm not under audit, I would not be inclined to do that. Thank you.
Hollywood stars Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin were in a Boston courtroom today. The feds say the two are just among many that are believed to be in a college admission cheating scandal. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Whatever's on your mind, want to tell you about ForkFest. ForkFest 2019 is going on right in New Hampshire, June 13th through the 18th. Jay, what can people expect at ForkFest?
Well, they can expect to hang out with a bunch of libertarians, voluntarists, people who call themselves, you know, peaceful anarchists. You will see people open carrying. You will see some blacksmithing actually happening there, skill building. My brother will probably be there flying his drone around and telling people about that because he's into that. I'm going to be doing my man camp is basically kicking off at ForkFest this year. And man camp's about building skills. And so kids can grow up and actually be confident and get out of poverty. I mean, exercise and building skills and exercising skills, and just like you said earlier, Mark, having a desire to actually do something and a good attitude will get about anybody out of poverty.
Yeah, I really do believe that.
And
but
so, yeah, well, getting back to ForkFest, it's just it's a decentralized, basically unorganized, that I've been actually doing a lot of organizing of, you know, via the man camp. A group of people getting together at Rogers Campground. It's I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be doing all kinds of things, teaching people about iron working, teaching people about chainsaws, knife sharpening.
Go to forkfest.party. It's forkfest.party. You'll get the Telegram chat there, the forum. You'll connect with people and find out what's going on. Forkfest.party. So All this got started because we read an article about five lucrative jobs that don't require a college degree. And I'm of the opinion at this point that the world does not need from this generation some people who are going to college. However, I would say that there are, for you personally, individually, there's decisions you're going to make. Before you go into college, hopefully there's some people listening, maybe the parents of people listening or grandparents of people listening, who may be of the opinion, college is right for everybody because that's what I was told. Well, I don't think it is anymore. And I wish, if I could go back, that I would be able to tell some of my friends who went to college and that sort of thing, that, well, there's better ideas. One of those ideas that was posited during this article is truck drivers. They make good money, and we had lots of truckers call in. I just want to go through this list and talk about some other kinds of jobs. And these are all going to be trades. Elevator installers and repairers. So, glamorous, this job is not. Fulfilling and in demand, however, very much so. The Bureau of Labor Statistics states that this trade is experiencing an increasing amount of demand for workers while paying almost $40 per hour or a median of $80,000 per year without requiring any kind of regular higher education besides the on-the-job training and apprenticing. So, one thing I don't want to say is that going to vo-tech school is a solution to something. It could be. If you know the job you want to do, maybe vo-tech is the right solution, a vocational technical institute. But maybe it's not. Maybe the right thing to do is to go work for the company, a company that does what it is that you are interested in doing, and building your skills up that way.
I would recommend to any young man or woman to try to apprentice with somebody. There are electricians you can apprentice with. There are plumbers you can apprentice with. I actually did apprentice with an HVAC installation guy growing up, and he actually paid me really good. He paid me like $15 an hour when I was like 13 years old.
That's really good.
In the first week, he just basically, my dad knew him, and he's like, hey, I need a kid to help me out with a job. My guy got hurt and he quit or something.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'll just take him. You know, there was no talk about pay or nothing. You're going with Steve. You know,
yep.
You'd be up tomorrow morning, you know, during summer, you know, so I went with him. And he said, oh, he did a good job. He showed me how to do this stuff. But, like, welding, blacksmithing, my brother's a farrier, a horseshoer. He put nails, horseshoes to horses' hooves. And he always wants an apprentice. Always. Because you just a guy to go into the truck and grab something,
right.
And they're learning, and they're standing right there, and they're doing it. And he's, I don't know. Probably goes through 5 to 7 apprentices a year, and some of these guys are like, yep, that was cool, and they go on to the next thing.
Yep.
Some of these guys are shoeing horses part-time, or they dive into it full-time, or they go on to a Kentucky School of Horsemanship horseshoeing program, and then they go to college once they decide they like it. But if you're looking to go into college, like I say to all these college kids, where are you going to get a job? How are you going to monetize your education? How are you going to be able to pay for all of this? And that is a question few of them can answer. Because that, like, what's the goal? What's the end game? And it is so important that, you know, they have a goal. And a lot of these goals in college kids is, just like you said, they think that they're going to just go to college and a job falls into their lap. That is literally what is sold to a lot of these kids.
Right. They're saying that colleges have job placement programs, so they're saying all kinds of stuff like this. And in many cases, they kick you out the door with the degree you asked for. And that's it. And all the debt that was compiled.
My most successful friends that are my peers, my age, are the ones who are hardworking and easy to get along with. And they have good attitudes. That's really like the similarities, whether they got college degrees or not.
Somebody who's ready to learn, who's excited and passionate about learning, they're a pleasure to work with. And thus they're going to get paid to do what they're prescribed to do here. Boilermakers. Now, actually, my nephew is a boilermaker, and he works for the Union, 598 in Chicago. Represent, right? He's, he loves the job. He is financially secure. He started his own business and had some luck part time after doing the boiler stuff, and didn't have to go back to work, but went back to work because he wanted to have the sort of the insurance coverage and just to have people to talk to. So he enjoyed it, so he went back. But physically demanding career, boiler making is one of those jobs that, yet again, is desperately searching for staff. As reported by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you can generate $30 an hour, $62,000 a year, with no need to go to school. Now, they have the union itself has a school. They teach you how to do it. But you get paid on the job. Plumber, for being, this is one I mentioned earlier, for being a dying job, being a plumber is surprisingly lucrative. If you choose to go the self-directed route, you'll be able to benefit from the on-the-job training and apprenticing, which means that even as you're learning, you're getting paid. Salaries can vary between $52,000 and $90,000 a year, much more than you could expect working as an overqualified college intern. And, yeah, I mean, you know, plumbers are always going to be in demand because people don't want to get their hands dirty.
Well, and the thing is, too, is everybody wants to be comfortable. They want to be in a house. They want it to be dry. They want it to be not too warm, not too cold. They want that running water. And all these things need maintenance. They all have, you know, a lifetime. For example, you know, the roofers are always being in demand. Anybody who's going to do any kind of house remodeling and repair, auto mechanics, people want cars. They use them. You know, new cars are crazy expensive. And mechanics will always be, you know, in demand also. But yeah, plumbers, because people want to be comfortable. If you're in any kind of industry that provides comfort to people, you're going to have work to do. You're going to have a job.
Angie, how old are your boys and what are they looking to do?
One is 8 and one is 14. The 14-year-old wants to be a professional dirt bike rider.
Okay.
And the 8-year-old wants to be a professional YouTuber.
Okay. Well, I sincerely hope they will do well in those career lines. I think they need some kind of fallback.
I have suggested that to both of them.
Right.
Shiloh's is a professional gamer.
Well, he's 8.
Yes.
And I suspect he'll get a little better dose of the world. But, you know, I don't think there's any problem with having these lofty goals early on, just so long as you continue working towards the goal, you know. Make the money as you're going and develop the skill set as you go, and then you've got something to do before or after, or even if you fall off the motorcycle while you're doing a big jump and hurt yourself.
Yeah.
It's always a possibility. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Got one more job that pays well, and you don't need a college degree for it. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
And Jay.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about Freedom Fest. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. Freedom Fest's theme this year is the Wild West. Liberty and opportunity, or lawlessness and violence. Penn Jillette, Candace Owens, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary, Kevin Harrington, both of these guys are from Shark Tank, by the way, Stephen Moore, Grover Norquist, libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people all mingling together to hear real debates and share real solutions and just converse freely. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL right now. Get your tickets. That's freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount. Plus, if you go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and maybe you're not quite ready to lay down all the money for Freedom Fest, I understand. Go check out the five best speeches from last year. We've got them right there for free at freedomfest.com/FTL. Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, John Mackey, all for free. See them right now. See what you're missing out on. freedomfest.com/FTL. Please. freedomfest.com/FTL. Let's go to Nate calling in from Albuquerque. Nate, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you. What's on your mind?
Oh, sorry. So, yeah, I'm a welder. I live in Albuquerque. I've traveled around the country. I didn't want you guys to get everybody too hyped up about being a boilermaker, no high school experience, because that's honestly the equivalent of, like, becoming a rock star. Not only in this country, but I think most of the world.
So as a boilermaker, it's unlikely to become a boilermaker, you mean?
No, as somebody who didn't go to welding school.
Okay.
To just start apprenticing. The test to become a boilermaker is extremely, extremely hard. Extremely hard. And so, I've worked for the National Labs, and I've welded on nuclear weapons. I'm not a terrible welder.
Everybody fails the boilerman test at least once. All boilermen have failed that test. It's hard.
It's freaking hard, yeah.
Yeah, now, but this is what, I mean, my father-in-law and my nephew are both boilermen, and they just, you know, the union hired them, you know, and they took care of all the tools.
That's amazing. It really is. I just don't want everybody, I mean, I want everybody.
There's a lot more welders than there are boilermen, that's for sure.
That's definitely for sure. yeah.
But you so, would agree that welding is the sort of career, Jay, you're a welder too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, among your skill sets. Is the sort of career.
Hey.
The sort of career that one can parlay into meaningful and lucrative work, right?
Many other things, yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, I wouldn't disagree with you. A year spent at Votech learning welding is probably not a year wasted.
No, yeah, no, totally not.
Yeah. Nate, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I think he's right that, you know, sort of boilerman, it's a little more difficult to get that job than others. I don't know. Maybe you have to have connections. I have no idea how this works. I'm reading the article here, and I have a little bit of experience.
So boilers are essentially heating devices. They heat water. They boil water.
I'm so glad you said that, because I had no idea what
it was. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so like, for example, the wood stove behind your house is a wood boiler.
Okay.
Well, it's it's not pressurized, so it's a hydronic oven.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, all right.
But we do colloquially call it a boiler. Yeah.
So outdoor wood boiler is what most people are.
Yep, they do. They call it that.
Industry standard. We put a little pressure relief valve on top of it. Now it's a pressurized system.
Hers isn't.
Well, I know, but it. Yep. Yeah. Mine is. Mine is a pressurized system. Okay. Anyways, so, but like back in the day, the heat that was heated most of the homes was steam.
Yep.
And so you'll see in some of these old houses and old buildings that they have basically like a brick or a block room all around the steam boiler. Because what would happen if steam boiler was any defect in it, it would that house would be a smoking pit. It would just blow that house up. Steam pressure expanding because some pipe fails and it causes it to a plug up. Or usually what it would be is like a pipe would collapse internally because of rust. And then for like boiler fittings and... You know, there's all kinds of like heat exchangers, like the heat exchanger from your heating source to your hot water is a heat exchanger, plate-on-plate heat exchanger. The guy that would manufacture that would probably be considered a boiler maker because there's all these very precision and specific soldering joints that have to be, you know, put together, and these plates are, you know, stacked, and
it's copper. It's not the easiest thing to weld.
Right, and it'd mostly be soldered. And
I'm sorry, soldered.
But, so a boiler maker, especially back in the day, was a very important job. And if those guys, you know, screwed up, people died. And even today, really, with steam systems, which the fail safes have gotten really good. I mean, if they get too hot, they just shut off. But when you were shoveling coal in that bad boy, you know, I mean, has your hydronic stove overheated yet on you?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, mine has a few times. You know, I don't know if it ever did on you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it just because, like, you're putting a bunch of wood in there, and it's supposed to be cold, but it's warm the next day, and it's too warm, and the house isn't calling for heat, or, you know,
when
the power goes out, and the water don't circulate, the thing will start boiling over on you. And same thing with the coal boilers. Coal's very hot. I mean, you can melt steel with coal. We're actually going to have... At ForkFest, one of the first things we're going to do is we're going to build some coal forges.
ForkFest dot party.
Yeah, and actually people are going to be able to go home with some coal forges if they want. But coal, those things would overheat. So, yeah, the boilers were, and that was the whole thing with the boiler maker stuff. They wanted to make sure these guys were highly skilled and trained because when they failed, people died was the bottom line.
I want to finish this up here, and then in the next hour, we're going to have Angie's going to talk about sex. So that'll be awesome. the final job here from fee.org that is lucrative but doesn't require a college degree is a web developer. So they could be even more general with this title, he says. But basically, if you like working on computers, especially the mechanics behind working a working machine or website, you can launch a very prosperous career without going through school to gain skills. Web developers can earn a median salary of $62,000 to $122,000 a year with a very low down payment on their education. This is basically what your husband does. He doesn't develop websites, but he said...
Works on computers.
Yeah. He decided in his mind, I can fix computers.
Yep.
Right? Like, most of the problems that he fixes on computers are simple Google searches.
That's exactly correct.
And it's just people who are like, I don't know how to do this. I want somebody to fix it for me.
Yep.
So he fixes it for them. And I don't know what he makes, but I know he does pretty well. And it's because he opened up a business and he was consistent. He showed up on time. He kept a good attitude and he fixed people's stuff and he got it back to them in a reasonable amount of time. It's not that difficult. A lot of times it's just running a virus scan on their computer.
Now, he went to college for that, but I did not. And okay. I learned in the shop. He trained me and the employee that we had trained me and I ran one of our stores without any knowledge of computer tech. And he would
without
walk me
previous
through.
Knowledge.
Yeah, I had no.
You were the apprentices.
Right, without education, yeah.
Right, but I would call them on the phone or I would YouTube it, and I would figure out how to take laptops apart and how to install parts on computers just from the internet.
That's what we call initiative.
Yeah.
Right, like just the going and looking for the YouTube video. It's hard to have initiative in every aspect of your life. I'm not going to say that it's easy by no means, but this is what an employer is looking for: is initiative. Somebody who can solve a problem without them having to solve the problem. And employers aren't looking for people to ring them up every hour and say, "Hey, I need to solve this problem. I need to solve that problem." They're looking for somebody who can solve the problem and maybe calls them once a day for a little bit of coaching, one way or the other. Some people need a project. Some people are looking to, to have somebody to coach. But most people are looking for somebody that helps them grow their business. And I think it's this is just another thing that people can do and earn money.
When it comes to skill building, so at a place I hang out at Manchester, there's a lot of computer folks there. And I was there the other night, and I was asking a few of them, talk about man camp and building skills in the kids. And I say, hey, listen, you guys are computer dudes. You're like their programmers and things like that. I go, is there some like tool we could use that's like be fun for kids, like, 10, 12, 13-year-old kids? Because a lot of them like the computers, or even starting, as young as your 8-year-old son, that would like work them into like kind of be like a training thing for like being a web designer or a computer programmer. And a couple of guys were talking about how like in some of these game things, like you can build things within the game and like you can. Now, I was wondering if there was something like where they could write code or whatever, because that would be a really, good skill to get your young children into.
There are some programs that you can do that work like that. There's Roblox, for instance. Mikey goes in and he writes games, and people can go into his servers and they can play on the games that he has written.
Good.
And so he's done stuff like that.
Yep, that's, the people are making solutions for kids all over the place. I think it's great. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Free Talk Live.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.